Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Welcome back to our final Open House for 2012 from Notes Live in Newtown. This year on Open House, we've had the great privilege of celebrating sheer God-given musical talent in so many ways and with so many people like Tommy Emmanuel, Marina Pryor, Judith Durham, Fortunate, just last week, Tina Arena on Open House. All top-notch artists, but when talent is paired with passion, doesn't get much better than that. There's a verse in the New Testament book of Colossians that says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men. 1 Peter 4:10 says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Our next guest, Tanga Pa, is testament to both of these sentiments. He entered The Voice Australia, highest rating TV show in Australia this year. He entered as a 26-year-old social worker from Maryland's high school to fulfil his dream and inspire the children he mentors. Along with his social work, he's part of the Switch program, encouraging youth to find their voice, and he's a bloke who's really serious about his faith and amused and immersed pleasurably in the music in his church. Please welcome Tanga Pa. Tanga, it's such a privilege to meet you after all that you've been through this year and that you've joined us on Open House. He's here for a bit of a chat for the moment, and we've got two songs tonight, which is such a pleasure. Can I just ask you where your passion for music started,
Tanga? Oh, man. My passion for music started from a young age. Yeah. I was brought up in a musical family where mum and dad always used to sing, and I'm brothers and sisters. I come from a small family of 9 children. Yeah, as you can imagine, parents were deeply in love, and that's where all the music came from. Mum and dad were heavily into music. It all started in church for them, and that's where music sparked.
So music, by the sound of it, was just a natural part of each day in the house.
It was part of my life, really. Yeah. Everything that happened to me with music happened at a really young age.
I know when you hit high school, though, you kind of put it on the back burner because your mates didn't think it was cool.
I thought music was just something that only girls really did. That
really?
It was only a cool thing for girls to do. But I never really saw myself as like a talented or gifted person. And I just thought, you know what, I'm not going to take it up because it's too embarrassing. And then a couple of years later, I kind of realised and I thought, oh, yeah, I might give this thing a go.
So what was the turnaround for you? Was it a matter of getting over your insecurities or identifying with who you really were, I suppose?
Yeah, it was definitely, there was a lot of insecurities in myself, a lot of insecurities about what I thought, I thought other people would think of me. My wife played a massive part, just, you know, always believing in me and always encouraging me to take it up and not look back at what's happened in the past.
This is Lauren, your wife, who I'm sure has been an enormous support to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's here tonight, actually.
Yes, she is here tonight, and she's been a massive support and has really encouraged me a lot with my music.
Was it also a matter of realising the gifts that God had given you, actually?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of gifts. There's a lot of gifted and talented young people out there, and, you know, and I always thought, you know, there's always a difference between talent and gift, and I thought, you know, God's given me something that's not just a talent, but it's a gift for me to share with other people. And I just thought to myself, if I can just, you know, at least bless one person with this gift that God's given me, then I feel like I've done what I've had to do.
Good on you, mate. So all that's fine, but it's a very big step to go and audition for The Voice.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea why I did it. Music and all that stuff with the TV, and that wasn't my thing. And my wife just said, listen, give this a go. You honestly have nothing to lose. And I was like, yeah, pretty much. I don't have anything to lose, so I might as well give this show a go. So I went and auditioned for it. And
were you scared?
Oh, I'm always scared.
Are you really?
Yeah, always scared. I'm scared now.
No, you don't. Look at...
Yeah.
Does he need to be scared? No.
No,
no.
Yeah, I was always scared. I'm nervous.
If you're always scared, I can't imagine what it's like to take on The Voice.
Yeah, it was a big thing for me to get my mind around it and just think, you know, it's not just a small thing. It's actually a big thing that I've got to do. So I just had to get my mind shifting change.
Keith Urban becomes your mentor. How good was that?
Oh yeah, it was pretty good.
Yes, I bet.
Yeah, Keith Urban is such a genuine man and really generous with his time as well. So, and I was honoured to be on his team.
Yeah, can you describe for us what that whole whirlwind was like? Can you put it into words?
Yeah, you kind of can, but there's just so many words that goes with it. But
whirlwind's probably a good word to start.
Yeah,
with,
absolutely, whirlwind for sure. Yes. But it was definitely. What you saw on TV is definitely what you get behind the scenes as well. Everything was just so smooth. I got along with a lot of people there. The coaches on the set were just incredible people, and the artists as well that were on the set were just really genuine people.
How did you deal with your fear then? If you're scared at everything, how do you deal with the fear when you go out for the first time?
Yeah, I had to train myself into thinking like, it's nothing. Like, just pretend you're at home and just pretend you're singing at church, because when I'm singing at church, I feel like I'm safe and I feel like I can just do anything.
Yep.
And I went in there thinking, you know what, if I can sing at church, I can sing anywhere. And then I ended up jumping on that stage and doing it, and I just thought to myself, you're not singing to an audience here, you're singing like to God, and you're singing with all your heart. And I just did my best.
And you did.
And
you
I
did.
Sure did. And my mate Keith turned around and...
Your new bestie.
Yeah, all of a sudden became my homeboy, and I was like, oh yeah, sweet.
So tell us what the ride's been like since the competition, because it does involve quite a kind of come down from all that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. Once the show finished, there was a few things after the show that we just had to do with interviews and just a whole bunch of behind the scenes stuff that we just had to get out of the way and do. But since the show's finished, I've been doing a lot of gigs.
Yes.
Working with a lot of charities and just helping out where I can.
And working as a youth worker at Maryland's High School. Tell us why you do that and what's so important about it.
Oh, there's a long story behind why I do it, but...
You went to that school?
I went to that school, almost 10 years ago. So it's 9 years ago I finished high school, and... The reason why I really got into this job was because I never gave everything that I had when I was a young kid. And I just thought, you know, if I could go back to school and just actually give everything that I can now, hopefully there's some like students out there that don't have to go through the same things I had to go through, because there's someone there at school that can actually, you know, listen to them and help them out.
Every cell in my body encourages you to do that. I think that's a wonderful
thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us about the Switch program. You're also involved.
Yeah, the Switch program that we ran in Blacktown was just an opportunity, an avenue for young people that are into hip-hop music for them to, you know, have a place where they can go to and dance and sing and do it in a safe environment. And I think the Switch program just, you know, was an avenue for them to actually get involved with it. It was all free for the young people to get involved with, so there was a lot of support with the police behind it as well.
I can only begin to imagine what a treat it is putting the two passions for your faith and your music together. What a gift that is.
Yeah, like, I honestly feel like I've been so blessed with the opportunity that God's given me. The fact that I get to work with young people and combine it with my passion for music, just, it really enables me to, sow seeds into people's lives and actually help them out in different ways.
Well, I'm very happy to invite you now to step over to the keyboard show us a bit of what you do, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Please thank Tanga Pa. It is going to be a double treat for us, because we've got one song here and one song to finish off the show. The first song is the song that he sang as his memorable audition. I put it up on our Open House Community Facebook page this morning. A great Stevie Wonder classic, one of my all-time favourites. Because I've got the mic, I'm going to dedicate this song to my beautiful wife, Meredith, who's here. And especially at this time, it's really good that she's here. So I'm going to dedicate Isn't She Lovely to her. From Tanga Pa, please welcome him.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? she, but isn't she lovely, made from love? And isn't she pretty, truly the angel's best? Boy, I'm so happy, we have been heaven blessed. I can't believe what God
wonderful Tanner Parr, who will be back later tonight with another song from Notes Live Newtown across Australia. This is Open House.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.